is Carla from Chronic Society Rescue. Me and Alexis interviewed three homeless people for the first time today. We started our mission on kind of gathering research to learn more about their culture. And we found some interesting kind of things. We had overall, I think, 7 interactions. The first two, oddly enough, rejected our contact whatsoever. We came up to them with a bottle of water and like $2, and the gentleman standing in the middle of the road with a sign. We asked if he wanted to talk, if he could, you know, give us a few moments of his time and step out of the way of the road, and he said no. We walked a little further and we saw an older gentleman with, he only had one arm. He was sitting on the curb and, he had a backpack with him. And so we went up and similarly, offered him a bottle of water and, some money. And he actually said no. He, turned us away entirely. The first guy took the water bottle, but he just didn't want to talk anymore. The second one, he didn't want it at all. I literally just put it down anyway and walked away. After that, that was in the San Diego State area behind near the Vons, right behind San Diego State. And after those interactions, it's not too saturated with homeless people in that area, so we decided to go towards downtown, and we found three gentlemen willing to speak, actually give us their time. We met Chris, who's 31 years old. When he told us his story, it was due to drug abuse. He currently has, been homeless for 3 years now, and, he wants to hopefully get sober and have a family and a career in the end. But he does acknowledge that he has a problem and that he needs to get over it on his own terms. And that is why he does not go to housing shelters for them, because he has actually tried several times, and he said that he always just goes right back. He says he wants to actually be sober and not just you know, try it out, be clean for a couple, and then go back to the same behaviors. So his story is pretty heavy, but he, you know, says being on, you know, in the streets is pretty difficult, and he's seen kind of a lot. He said he sees a lot of death due to drug abuse, and that's also actually another reason why he doesn't want to go to the shelter. He stays out of the shelters because that is actually like the main source of where a collection, to say. That is where everything is going to be, easy access to all of the drugs and everything. So he's trying to, I guess, find his way to sobriety in his own way. So we also met Greg. He was an older gentleman, 56 years old. He's been homeless for 5 years, and he actually was, when we approached him, he actually had a black eye, and the first thing that he started telling us was about how 3 days ago he got mugged and the people stole all of his things, and it was a pretty bad fight. He broke some ribs and he had to go to the hospital. Some pretty intense stuff. He said that's not the first time that has happened. You know, he made it very clear to let us know that we should stay together when we were leaving. He is alone himself as well. He does have a friend, he was speaking with when we approached him, he said that his friend was going to be taking him away from the city. Out of all of these, out of all of the interviews we did, one thing they agreed on without us asking was that San Diego is the worst city to be in and be homeless. He's trying to get away. His situation is based off of his job. He retired. He was waiting for his retirement funds, and they went bankrupt. So they had nothing for him. He had $250,000 sitting in his 401k, and he could not. He can't get at it. So he was kind of put in a really messed up situation, not of his fault. And he traveled a bit. He said he would get his rides from a friend, or hopefully somebody paid for his train ticket or bus ticket. But he has been in Detroit. He's from Virginia. He lived in Kentucky a little bit in these 5 years of him being homeless. And he said by far San Diego is the worst. For him to make money, he says he typically just sits outside and holds a sign. And interestingly enough, Chris actually admitted to stealing and selling things. He's trying to get away from doing that by posting the sign, just like Greg. And then we also met Jeff, similarly sitting with a sign. Jeff had a dog, actually, and you could really see how attached he was to his pet. The dog was sleeping, and he was playing with his tail, very just endearingly. He was very, just very attached. That's the best way to say it. Very attached. He was in a pretty unfortunate situation as well. His father needed surgery to remove his intestines, and the cost for that surgery ended up leaving his family without a home. And that was almost a year ago, he said. So he's been on the streets for almost a year. And similarly to Jeff and, or to Greg and Chris, he does not want to be in the shelters because of his dog and because of the drugs. He admits to only smoking a little bit of bud, which is good. He was a very chill kind of person, very mellow. He was reading a book, and he said he typically does the same thing. He does the sign to get money. He does some odd jobs here and there. And he is trying to go to a city, one particular farm he's trying to get to. And again, also saying San Diego is the worst place to be. Overall, we asked them to list 5 items that they think are essential to helping them out. And they all said hygiene was a big thing. Toothbrush, they said it just like that. They used hygiene as it was an item, as a noun, like deodorant, toothbrush, and things like that. Then they said a sleeping bag. Jeff said transportation to that one place that he was trying to get to. He said transportation. And shoes, clothes, and a backpack. And, this was a pretty intense day. I think we really were hit with some heavy information. You could really see it in their eyes, you know, how they're having to live their life like this, and how they're distressed, you know. And it's, and Jeff, surprisingly, he was, like I said, more, you know, more mellow, but it's, he was more content in with his dogs. And he, I think he thinks that he's, you know, taking the high road, you know. He's staying out of trouble and staying out of drugs and just doing his own thing, just trying to be with his dog. And Greg, you know, I think he's just trying to get by at 56. I think he's just trying to, you know, just exist. He did mention him waiting on a GR, general release. I'm assuming having to do with the situation from his job. And Jeff had a phone. We gave him our phone number to get in contact with us if he needed. He was reading a book, and he speaks with his mom just about every day, he said. I think his mom is also homeless. And Chris speaks to his mom. That's the only person he speaks to, really. He said he hasn't spoken to her in about a month. You know, Greg just took a shower today, the first time in 3 months. And Jeff, he said he takes a shower maybe every couple weeks. So I think most definitely could improve on the access to public restrooms, for at least that. Being near them, or near Chris in particular, I could smell him. I think that's why, you know, hygiene is a big thing for them. I could smell him. Food was apparently not too big of an issue. I think maybe due to the area. In downtown San Diego, there's plenty of restaurants around, plenty of people walking around. In fact, Chris was sitting next to a sandwich he'd just eaten. Jeff had several water bottles next to him. It is pretty hot these days. So, that's why we were giving out water bottles. But it seems that other people are willing to, give. So, that's good. I think the next step, for us is to dive into these questions a little deeper. Really kind of pull some strings, pull at their heart a little bit to get to some really insightful information. We're gonna narrow down this questionnaire, and probably learn something interesting about their culture, or hopefully. We're gonna be doing a few more interviews. We're gonna be regularly going out. Once we kind of figure out what questions we want to ask in particular, but we're gonna be regularly going out and meeting new people, interviewing them, seeing how they feel. I think we came off to those first guys, maybe in the first ones who rejected our contact. You know, maybe we came off was pitying them or, yeah, because for you to turn down a bottle of water, really, that really speaks to me, and I really want to know why on a day as hot as this, you feel you don't need a bottle of water. And when I saw that there was clearly none around him. So, you know, these are the kind of questions we want to dive into and hopefully learn something about, just to learn something more about their, about what it is that they're feeling, what they think, their culture, you know, what they're about, you know. So, I'm pretty happy about today. I think it went pretty well. We got some insightful information, and looking forward to doing a few more.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.